USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A student is dead in North Carolina following a school shooting earlier today.
Medical responders began life-saving measures, and the injured student was transported to Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries.
The Winston-Salem police chief saying her condolences are with the family of the student, and there is no threat to the area at this time. The chief saying they're also working to identify the suspect. President Biden will visit storm-ravaged Louisiana later this week.
On Friday, the president will travel to New Orleans, Louisiana, to survey storm damage from Hurricane Ida.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president will also meet with state and local officials from hard-hit neighborhoods. Large portions of the state are still without power in the middle of a heat wave. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Millions in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are being warned that Ida is bringing potentially deadly and damaging flash flooding. Some spots could be hit with up to 8 inches of rain, while terrain is largely soaked already due to Hurricane Henri's recent downpour, and some rivers are near their flood level. The National Weather Service is forecasting the remnants of Ida will remain in the area this afternoon, with the heaviest rainfall occurring overnight. Flash flood watches are in effect. A new law in Texas takes effect today.
Legislation banning abortions after 6 weeks is now the law in Texas. The U.S. Supreme Court did not act on an emergency request to stop the law from taking effect by midnight Tuesday. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers. Abortion providers say that if it remains law, it would block the vast majority of abortion patients from obtaining services in Texas. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, with reaction to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley holding their press conference at the Pentagon to discuss the end of the Afghan mission. Former Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley says she wasn't impressed by anything either of them said.
I was really disturbed by that press conference because all they did was talk about how they closed this out. It was like they wanted a pat on the back. It's like they wanted to say that this book was closed. The book is not closed because you have hundreds of thousands of Americans still sitting there in Afghanistan that need to get out. And it goes against the moral code of the military, which is you leave no American behind. So Austin and Milley know that. They know that every military veteran, combat veteran like my husband, is still thinking about the Americans that were left behind, still thinking about the Afghan allies that are behind. So to imply that this book is closed, to say that you're going to a diplomatic operation, is implying that you're going to a hostage situation. There's nothing comforting about that.
A bull rider in California is dead following a freak accident at a local event. The Brazilian native was a few seconds into a bull ride at the Velocity Tour in Fresno when his spur got tangled and caused him to flip upside down under the bull's back leg, leaving his chest trampled before he was bucked off. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.